Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 your boy DJ Nothing Nice here. Nothing Nice Radio, we up in here on our way to Atlanta for the MLK weekend. You already know what it is, man. Matter of fact, shout out to everybody for the new year, man. 2015, pulling you down, you know, already early in the morning, like real, not too early, but early enough. But for today's show, we have the president from Let's Make It Happen Together Incorporated. Now, before, you know, I know I can hear him, you know, in the background, but before he gets on, I just want to let my listeners know that what the MLK what means to me. Even though I'm more of a Malcolm X kind of guy, you know, I like the, you know, the rugged. You seen y'all seen the picture? Yeah, y'all seen the picture through the history books. But what MLK means to me is more so freedom of the African American community, more so togetherness. Because I remember when I was younger, one time my mom, she used to always tell me to handle situations in a peaceful way. So when I look at the MLK weekend, when I look at Martin Luther King and I celebrate it as an African-American community, I look at it as doing everything in a peaceful way. Even though, like I said, I like the Malcolm X thing. You know, so I'm more of a Malcolm X. But even then, in the end, if y'all know your history about Malcolm X, he did find peace with himself and wanted to handle things peacefully. But anyway, this year when he's in the Nice, Nothing Nice Radio, MLK weekend, and we have my man Swan Davis. What's going on, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. Good. Real early. I'm down here right now on the line about to catch this flight to Atlanta for the Fluke DJ Award. So, you know, it's kind of sunny, Southside State. So, yeah. So just tell us a little bit about yourself and everything real quick.
Yes, I am from New Jersey, Elizabeth.
Okay.
So when you talk about Malcolm X, really, my friend, I definitely feel where you're coming from on that one. And
right.
I was raised in New Jersey. I went to school in Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, and I wound up moving to North Carolina, and I've been here ever since.
I'm from Buffalo, New York, so yeah, I already know about that. That snow, it's snowing up there, bro. You already know. It's snowing. But let's talk about the your organization. I'm sorry. Yes. Let's Make It Happen Together, Incorporated. How'd that come about?
Yes, sir. When I was actually attending several state universities, I was the president of an organization called Society for Advancement of Management. And as we were doing community events and doing things on campus, there was a lot of times that we actually wanted to do some things, but yet we kept getting this no answer. But we never got a reason why. We were just told we just couldn't do it. And I kept saying, wait a minute, man. You know, you mean to tell me we can't do it? And so when we kept asking and asking why, we never would get that. I said, man, one day I'm going to open up my own organization, and you ain't going to tell me no. And so when I graduated, you know, I was, you know, still doing community events. And I just, you know, kept asking myself, what could I actually name an organization that would allow people to come together to do activities, and we wouldn't get a response at a no so easily and being discouraged. And so that's how I came up with our organization, Let's Make It Happen. So it allows you to not make excuses, but make adjustments instead.
Okay. All right. I understand. I'm gonna hit you on a question with that in a few seconds. But let me ask you what the MLK holiday weekend what does it mean to you?
Well, you know, it's so amazing. Every year we have this thing where we have to come out and vote. And for so many years, we have excuses why we don't do that. I actually help a lot of our campaign managers here in the community when we're doing different voting to getting people out to vote. We actually do a lot of different drives to help them. And, you know, we have so many different excuses on why we don't go out and vote. And I thought this would be a good reason to really get back to showing the roots why we should go out and vote, because we had our ancestors actually died so that we would have that right. And so I think we need to go back to see what we got to where we at today, and saying let's not let the fire go out, keep it running, so that the kids and the families that come behind us can have a safe community and have the right to vote.
Right. Now I have a quick question, because I remember a long time ago, before Obama was in the the president was in presidency. People, mm-hmm. our people used to make a lot of excuses, you know, well, the man's holding me down, this, that, and the other. Now, to me, you know, I don't know if you agree with this, but there's no excuse for it. I feel there's no excuse now. You know what I mean? I feel there's no excuse to go out and be who you want to be, accomplish what you want to accomplish, and there's no excuse. It's just self. I mean, that's just me personally. That's on a personal note. So I don't know if you agree with that or not, you know. I just want to, you know, hear your okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's so amazing is that I actually I'm working on a shirt now, and it's saying honor the dream, and it has Dr. King on one side says he have a dream, it has President Barack Obama saying he's believing in the dream, and then it has a box next to it saying I am next, which means you should have no excuses why you are not doing what you're doing, and again that falls back to saying let's make it happen. Because when you make that statement, let's make it happen, you're not making no excuses. You're taking what's being thrown at you, and you're going to do the best you can with all the resources that you have, and you're going to change that situation that you can get your results that you want.
Right. Understandable. See, y'all listening, y'all, we're trying to drop some jewels on y'all out there right now. We're trying to drop some jewels on y'all because, you know, it's cool to, you know, I'm not going to say it's really cool because I don't really, you know, America, we get caught up all as one in America, we get caught up in the drama, you know, the reality shows. But, you know, when it comes to the jewels, as far as people dropping knowledge, you know, sometimes people don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want to hear it, but we're going to give it to you anyway. We're going to give you some things before this interview is over, guarantee you. The purpose of the Unity March. Now, a lot of people don't understand, you know, I know we had a lot of murders last year, you know, a lot of killings, a lot of things that's been going on to this current point now where people are, you know, they're trying to, I say, emulate certain things, but they're doing it for the wrong cause. Now your Unity March, can you just talk about that for a brief moment?
Yes, looking at what was going on nationally, we know that was definitely affecting all our homes and communities. And we know each community has its own little problems. And so, you know, we were sitting down watching, and we was like, okay, who's going to step up, you know, to really go out there and represent in a positive way? And we didn't see any of the churches stepping up. We didn't see any of the organizations stepping up. And I had a couple of friends that were among the different Greeks. And we were just sitting there watching, you know, and we talked about it, and, you know, that was it. And so we kept saying, man, there's nobody doing nothing about it. So I got on the phone. I was in a conversation one day. I said, well, why don't we do it? I said, why should we wait for somebody else to take what we should be thinking we should be doing now and waiting on somebody else to do it? So I got together with some of my friends that were a part of some other Greeks, and we said, hey, let's make it happen. And before you know it, we originally was going to do a die-in. And we sat down with the chief police. We actually put it together on a Monday. And on that Tuesday, the chief police wanted to sit down with us. They was like, what's wrong? What's going on? And I said, well, look, you know, we got some concerns that we have, and we want to come out and we want to demonstrate it. And and it was amazing because the area that we were doing it at was in the biggest area during the holidays in Fayetteville where we live at, which is on Skyboro Road. And they kept saying, no, you know, I don't know if you should do that. You know, have you thought about, you know, the traffic and the concerns that it may cause? I said, yes, but at the end of the day, when people are dying every day, it has not reached the people's thought about that. So I think we should take the time out to let them see what's going on. And if nothing else, if we spark up a conversation, we got their interest. And so we sat down with the police department, and like I said, their officials. And one of the things I can say I seen the turning around was they was willing to work with us. They were saying, look, we definitely understand as citizens you all have the right to voice your concerns, but let's just do it in a positive way so the results don't keep turning out negatively. So the question I proposed was, when you all come out, are you all going to be wearing riot gear? Because if you do that, well, then what you're saying is that you're expecting some danger to come on, and the hostility is going to start happening. And they assured us they were not going to do that. And so in return, we assured them that we was not going to do a die-in, but yet we was going to do a unity march, which now shows that even though we have some concerns and issues in our own community, we can still work together and we can make it happen together. And that's what we did.
See how you tied that in and to the going back to that let's make it happen. See, that's what I'm talking about. And Sarah, I want to be the first person, as far as on the entertainment side, as far as the DJ and everything, to applaud you and definitely you're doing a positive thing and a motivational thing to where, especially as a man, black man, you know what I mean? Because sometimes a lot of people don't get a chance to hear or even see certain things like this, and like you said, certain even churches and things like that, they preach about it, but they don't be about it. You know what I mean? A lot
right.
of things like that,
right.
they really don't. But I just want to applaud you, and I know your whole organization is going to go very well. But I also see that you're going to be doing a free viewing of the movie Selma. You know, that's really hot right now. I mean, it's buzzing. People are really, I've seen it throughout the social media and everything like that. And just can you just speak on that also, the social media viewing?
Yes. You know what was the amazing part was is that after we did the Union March, they only expected mm-hmm. 200 people to show up, and we had over 800 and something people show up. And we
wow.
organized this less than a week. And what it did was it allowed us to have a seat at the table with some of our city officials, the chief police, and letting them know, look, man, we don't want to just start here. This is something that we're going to continue doing. We're one body with many minds under it. And so
right.
we want to see what can we do to continue to work with our at-risk youth and our adults, show them that we do support them, and the resources that we can tap into will help them increase the possibilities of high school graduation, college enrollment, and gainful employment to have a productive life. So
right.
this was a good opportunity with Dr. King's want to have a dream and doing it in a positive way and let people know that this is what we can do. And so what we did was I sat down with some business leaders, some city officials, and some pastors, as well as some college students, and we said, hey, let's get back to the community. Let's go reach these ones that are single parents that may be challenged, some at-risk youth, and let's take them to the movies and let them see what the fight and the struggle is all about. And then when we get
right.
done, we're going to sit down and we're going to eat some lunch, and we're going to talk about
right.
the reflection of the movie. And
right.
the amazing part was, right now, as of right now, we originally said we were going to do 300. Well, that 300
right.
is, man, we had to go back and get more seats. And now we have 400 seats that we have reserved. And we still got like a waiting list of 150 people wanting to be involved. And this is with kids all the way up to 6 years old to grandparents that's coming as 87 years old. And we bring
wow.
them all together and show them as a community that we can make a difference and we can make it happen together.
Well, you know, when you were talking as far as that, to my listeners, there's a lot of organization out here, but with these organizations such as Mr. Swan has, is like, when I was coming up, man, we used to have the organizations where we had different types of learnings as far as, you know, because what people don't understand, what I'm trying to get to is real quick in a short essence, what I'm trying to get to is, there's a lot of different organizations out here for black people, but the thing about it is who's willing to step up into those slots? You know what I mean? Because a lot of the great leaders are passing away as far as from entertainers, as far as from actors. You know, it's time for us to really stand up and take the leadership position that we were born to take. You know what I mean? It really is. So, you know, I want to applaud you, man. And I just, if you can just give me some, give the listeners, you know, your contact information, where it's going to be held at, the screening, And anything else you want to say before we get off the call?
Yes, sir. First of all, again, I want to definitely thank you for taking the time to allow us to come on and express some of the things that we're doing here in our community. And
right.
we're hoping that before this year is over with, we've already did a documentary of our Unity March, and we're going to do a documentary of our movie as well. But we're hoping by the time the year is over with, we'll be able to sit down and have a patch together so that if we have other communities and cities around us would love to see how we did it, we can sit down and we can work together with them and show them that we can bring our youth back together. We can have a safe community
and we can make it happen together. And so, again, we will have our viewing of Selma this Monday. It's going to be at the new Patriot Carmike Movie Theater 14, which is the newest one, IMAX. We're going to be there at 11:15, and we're asking everybody to get there before 12 so that we have everything organized and structured. Following that, we're going to go to the New Life Center, in which we're going to eat, and we're going to actually have reflections of the movie Selma. We also have a young lady who is in her 80s who actually marched in Selma. And when wow. she heard about what we were doing, she actually called me up and said, Swan, she was out of town. She's actually flying mm-hmm. back just so she could be a part of what we're doing. And so, again, you know, we're just so grateful and humble to see that, you know, the things that we're doing, you know, the Lord is blessing us, and he's continuing to order our footsteps to make a difference right. in our community. And we're asking anyone who would like to be a part of it, who would like to come out and help do transportation or even give a donation to the cause, just to reach out on to us. We're at Swan Davis on Facebook, or you can go to Let's Make It Happen Together Incorporated, and you'll see our website as well. And so I can also give you my number. It's 910-644-6059.
Say that one more time, sir. Repeat your number one more time.
Yes, it's 910-644-6059.
And ladies, that's for business only. This ain't showing no hookup or anything like that. You know, so you got to be handling business. You know, that's his own personal stuff. That's on his own personal time. This ain't the hookup line. You know, no connection. We don't. You know. I just throw it out there, man. You know, real quick. Throw it out there one time.
And that's saving lives.
All right, man. That's Mr. Swan Davis right there from Let's Make It Happen Together Incorporated. Thank you very much for your time, sir. And we appreciate you, man, and much success to you and your organization.
And thanks again to you, sir. I look forward to talking with you in the future.
Yes, sir. And that's what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. You already know what it is. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now. Shout out to Miss Liz. I know you're listening. You know, handle that stuff over there. Appreciate you. And it is what it is, man. Yeah. On our way to Salute the DJ Awards in about an hour and a half. We're about to fly out there. So we'll catch y'all in Atlanta. So until the next time, stay committed, stay consistent, and have communication in anything and everything that you do, man. We're going to say peace, love, and happiness, man.